can't compare it to anything else.
It comes down to passion and heart.
This is National Tournament Volleyball. After a thrilling finish in pool play, the Hastings College Bronco volleyball team has advanced to the round of 12 in the NAIA National Volleyball Tournament. It's single elimination, it's win or go home, and it's on your home for Bronco Sports, 1230 KHAS. Now, live from the Tyson Event Center, let's take you out for the call of today's game. Here's GPAC Commissioner Corey Westra.
Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome back to Sioux City, Iowa, and the Tyson Event Center Gateway Arena after a very short evening, after a tremendously dramatic Thursday night to end pool play. We are back with National Championship Volleyball as we move over here to KHAS AM 1230 in Hastings, Nebraska. And as indicated in the opener, it is win or go home time. It's single elimination play here at the National Volleyball Championship. Good morning, everyone. Corey Westra with you back at the Tyson Event Center as we have moved back down to court number one and get set for single elimination play-in quarterfinal round action. The Broncos of Hastings College and Lee University out of Tennessee. Hastings comes into this match at 29-6. Lee University is 30-10. This will be an outstanding matchup here in the quarterfinal play-in. This is the 8-9 game, and the winner of this one will move on to 5:45 tonight back here on Court 1 against the number one team in the country, and that is Concordia of California. Let's work backwards through last night and tell you what transpired here at the Tyson Event Center. If you were not able to stay up with us past 11 o'clock, the Broncos last night lost their final pool play matchup 0-3 to Embry-Riddle, and that forced three teams at 1-2, so there was two play-in sets to 25. The one that was the most dramatic was the last one. They were both dramatic, but it was the second one that still has the buzz around the Tyson Event Center a little bit, as the Broncos were down 24-18, and that's down seven, and just pulled off the miracle here, came back and tied it up and ended up winning that set 26-24. So a huge run to end the match of 8-0 by the Broncos, and they're here today and alive in the National Volleyball Championship. Prior to that, the Broncos had to do another elimination set, and that was with Bellevue, a team they had just beat the night before in three, and it was a two-point set, 27-25. So as far as dramatics go, Pool E's play-ins were as good as they could come here at the National Volleyball Tournament. 27-25, Hastings beat Bellevue, and then 26-24 over Embry-Riddle. So that sets the stage for this morning. Hastings and Lee University here at the Tyson Event Center. We'll have more for you on our pre-match show. That includes an interview with Matt Buttermore. He's awake. He's ready to go. He's had his Starbucks this morning. The ladies are out there ready to go. We'll talk with Matt here coming up shortly. We will also take you through the complete play-in bracket, tell you who else is playing down here so we can set the stage for the final 12 teams at the National Volleyball Championship in Sioux City. So we'll continue on after our first spot break here with Matt Buttermore, the first-year head coach at Hastings College. He's coming up in 2 minutes. The Broncos are on KHAS AM 1230.
Rogers Incorporated, better service, built this business.
Shop at Rogers Incorporated for the area's largest selection of appliances from Amana, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Whirlpool. A staff that knows their products inside and out, the best price, and most of all, the service. From when you walk in to the delivery to your home, you'll see why Rogers Service built this business.
Rogers Incorporated, better service, built this business.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Whether you're thinking of buying or selling, contact the Real Estate Group of Hastings at 402-461-4888, or you can log on to our website at regrouphastings.com for current listings, virtual tours, open houses, and agent information. For professional service you've come to expect, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. And right now you can come to Burt's before it hurts. Flu shots are available free of charge to all Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska customers. See Tom Choquette at Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue, and Mike Uradell at Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings.
Rivals Bar and Grill, supporting all the local teams after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m. and breakfast on Sunday from 9 to noon. Holiday party packages are available. Ask Rivals for details.
1230 KHAS.
Matt Buttermore on the pre-match show as the Hastings Broncos get set for the quarterfinal play-in round this morning against Lee out of Tennessee. Matt, wow, short night. Got the coffee going this morning, but you're alive, you're kicking, and you're playing.
Yeah, it's good to be playing on Friday at the national tournament. It's always, you know, a great feeling to get out of pool play. It was a great moment for our program last night. You know, when you're still here on Friday, people take notice, and it really pays dividends in years to come, too. So I'm proud of these girls for a great effort last night when things didn't look so hot. So,
can you overstate what happened last night? I mean, I've seen a lot of volleyball over the years, as have you, and I've maybe seen a team down 4 or 5 and come back, but we're talking 7 points with backs against the wall. You can't make any errors. You have no timeouts. Talk us through those final points.
Well, I'll try to talk. I'm pretty gravelly here. You know, we played really good defense. There was no gimmies. They didn't hit anything out of bounds, really. They didn't have any, you know, weird double hit calls or anything. So we earned all 8 points. And so that was the remarkable thing. I think that's why you can say, you know, we can't overstate it, because we had some huge digs in there, a couple of big blocks. We got great swings in transition. So we earned 8 points in a moment where I had to have them. So it was a lot of fun to watch, I'm sure, and it was great for these girls.
So you move on to today. I know you were up late through the night watching Lee out of Tennessee. This is a very traditional program. Andrea's got 600 wins in her career. She's been around this before, so they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
What do they bring to the floor this morning here at the Tyson Event Center, and what have they done this week that you've seen?
You know, they have a lot of experience. They've had a lot of success this week. And they only lost it to Biola. They lost in 5 yesterday. You know, they're a physical team. They got a lot of size. You know, they play pretty good defense, and they got a couple of hitters that can hit from a couple different spots on the court, which makes we got to keep track of a lot of things on their side of the net, and they mix it up a lot. And I know they're going to have a sound game plan against us, so we got to be ready to make some adjustments right away in this first set based on what we see right away out of them. Because, as you said, a lot of experience. She's got 600 wins for a reason.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they played in the afternoon yesterday. You played pretty late into the evening last night. How are the legs this morning? What's the psyche of the ladies?
I think the legs are good. We got a lot of rest this week with the late matches we slept in all week, so I wasn't too worried about the sleep. It's the emotional level, I think, coming back after such a high last night, and a short amount of sleep coming back after that. So that's going to be kind of key. Can we keep that level where we need it to be as we work through this first set and build throughout the match and get back to, you know, where it feels kind of normal on the court? Our legs should be good. We've been ice bathing all week, so we're in good shape, so I'm not too worried about the physical side of it.
We've been talking about Kendra and her play all tournament long and all season long, but I really thought last night Nickel came through big in the end in that match, and also I thought you, again, Shayna Shocker in the middle, and then also near the end, Zuha really came up with some big swings off the right side.
Yeah, we've been trying to get the ball with Zuha a little more all tournament. It just hasn't worked out a couple times, so that was really nice to see at a big moment. People have been really keen on Shayna and Kendra. We needed to find some more offense, so, you know, Nickel would probably tell you she hasn't been hitting as well as she'd like to lately, and last night she came out really aggressive, so I was really happy to see that. You know, she's not the biggest hitter, but when she comes out and takes a swing at the ball, good things happen. So, you know, I was happy to see her go out and just hit the ball hard in big moments. That was the difference in the game, really.
Matt, not much more we can say except just turn around and play this morning. Lee of Tennessee is on the docket. A win here, and you go off to face number one tonight, and that would be another huge stepping stone for this volleyball program at Hastings College.
Yeah, you know, we win here, and we get our shot at the number one, and we deserve to move on. You know, we deserve to move on at that point. So, we haven't looked at Concordia yet. We're going to get some video after this match if it goes our way, and you know, but we're focused on Lee, and regardless of what happens, we're proud of these girls and what they've done this year.
Matt Buttermore on the pre-match show here at the Tyson Event Center Gateway Arena. Just moments ago, catching up with him down on the floor as the Broncos continue through their warm-ups here in preparations for their play-in match this morning with Lee out of Tennessee. Lee went 2-1 in their pool here this week at the National Volleyball Tournament. Lee played in Pool D. That was a pool with Biola out of California, and Biola won that pool. They went 5 yesterday, Lee and Biola did. So Biola has the pass-through tonight as the number 4 seed, and we're going to talk about about that in just a couple of moments. Lee is 30-10. Again, a very tradition-rich program out of Cleveland, Tennessee. This is their final NAIA National Volleyball Championship. They will be moving off to NCAA Division II next year in the Gulf Coast Conference. So, you know, they're kind of looking to make that final run through the NAIA here. Coach Andrea Hudson, as mentioned there on the interview with Matt, has been around this game a long, long time, has a career record of 694-226. She's been a coach for 21 years, assisted by her husband, Kevin. It's a family deal. Great lady, great program, great school in Lee University. It's maroon on maroon this morning. It's just going to be a fun matchup between the Broncos and the Flames of Lee University. So that's Matt Buttermore's comments this morning. It's a tough situation when you're a coach, when you're walking out of here after midnight. Got to find some food, get up, turn around, get breakfast in them this morning, and be down here by about 8:30. But it looks like the Broncos are ready to go. They've been staying loose down there and getting those final warm-ups in preparation for Lee here this morning at the National Volleyball Championship. We're going to set this complete single elimination bracket for you after this break here on KHAS. We'll be back in 1 minute. The Broncos are playing at the National Volleyball Championship in a few moments.
What's your bank doing for you? Golden Club customers of Five Points Bank receive many little extras which make this account great. This premium account for those 55 and over has no minimum balance requirement, earns a competitive interest rate, includes free checks, and discounted safe deposit boxes. Golden Club members are eligible for numerous group travel opportunities. These trips are very popular and a great way to travel with people you know. Stop in and visit with a personal banker and join our growing Golden Club group, member FDIC.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Back in Sioux City, Corey Westra this morning for Bronco Volleyball in the quarterfinal play-in round as the Broncos and Lee out of Tennessee will do battle. The winner gets Concordia tonight in the national quarterfinals. This is the 8-9 matchup play-in quarterfinal. Hastings and Lee to play Concordia, 5:45. The bottom of this bracket has Mid-America Nazarene and Idaho playing. They are on court two right now. That winner gets Biola at 5:45 tonight. The bottom of the bracket, the 6-11 game at 12:30 on court one will be Viterbo and George. Town. And the 7-10 matchup at 12:30 on court two will be the Masters of California and Oklahoma Baptist University. Columbia awaits the Viterbo Georgetown winner. University of Texas Brownsville, the defending national champs, await OBU and the Masters. So that's who's left. Final 12, fields in half here at the National Volleyball Championship as the Broncos and the Flames take to the line. Also over on court two, Mid-America Nazarene and Idaho take to the line, and we're about set for volleyball here this morning at the National Volleyball Championship. Let's talk about the Lee Flames and what we'll see out on the floor this morning. They're led by a very dynamic setter in Camille Martinez. She averages about 10.5 set assists per game. She's really the general out there and a good one. They have a couple of outside hitters that are outstanding. They're very balanced. They also have a middle that is very good. The outside will be Zelenovic, Maria Zelenovic, and she is very good, 3.21 kills per set. And then the middle is Ojukwu, Irene Ojukwu, at 3.38 kills per set. And then Sumita, Nicole Sumita, 2.37 kills per set, will also see a significant amount of action for Lee. They're 30-10 on the year, and very, very good. They won their conference at 13-1. They play in the Southern States Athletic Conference and are ready to go here against the GPAC regular season champion, Hastings College, and the Broncos. 16-0 record through conference play this year. Conference runner-ups in the tournament, lost to Doan in 5 back on the 10th of the month at Lynn Farrell Arena. Came out to the national tournament, went 1-2 in pool play, but then won the two play-in matches last night in the tiebreakers, beating Bellevue and Embry-Riddle by 2 each, and they're here today getting set for their matchup with Lee. Final introductions are being announced here. We will have a national anthem this morning. So with that, we're going to go ahead and step aside here. We're going to go ahead and take a 3-minute spot break here because we'll have a national anthem when we come back, and then we'll have the first serve for Bronco Volleyball this morning. So let's take a 3-minute break and be back after this. The Broncos are on 1230 AM KHAS.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and heat pumps, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. Call Auto Glass Experts at 402-463-0025. They're the clear choice in central Nebraska.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top-quality vehicles at Kirsten's Auto Corner. Go right through the snow with an 07 Dodge Dakota. Has the quad cab, four-wheel drive, and only 63,000 miles. Books for $15,975. Yours for $13,975 cash. This great deal and more at Kirsten's Auto Corner. Open Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:30 on Colorado and South Street in Hastings. Or online at Kirsten's Auto Corner.
Experience the joy, magic, and peace of the Christmas season at Bob Sass Flowers. Bob Sass Flowers has the most unique and festive holiday ideas. Wreaths, swags, table and door pieces, tree trimming, seasonal bouquets, and poinsettias. The sights, sounds, and smells of the holiday season, and much more. Experience the oohs and ahs level for more special holiday gift ideas. Blessings and happiness this holiday season from Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to Sioux City and the Tyson Event Center Gateway Arena. Corey Westra with you this morning as we have now hit the 10 o'clock hour, and it's time for the Broncos and Flames of Lee University to do battle here in the quarterfinal play-in round. Lineups have been introduced. The Broncos will be in the maroons today with white numerals. Flames out there in the whites with maroon numerals trimmed in navy. Broncos again, let's just run through those starting lineups. Haley Beardsley, the setter. Very nice tournament here for Haley. Carissa Kinney will be the libero. Kendra Schween still leading this group at 4.4 kills per set. She's an outside. Her opposite outside is Kirsten Nickel, who came up big at the end of that match with Embry-Riddle last night at 2 kills per set. Katie Zuha on the right side. And then the middle, Shayna Shocker and Jessica Osterhaus with back row players Lindy Matthews and Taylor Jordan. That's been the predominant group for Coach Buttermore all week long as Matt Buttermore and the Broncos in this round of 12 far court here as we get underway with action this morning on KHAS Radio. So we'll see how the ladies come out and respond. Backs against the wall last night twice and get out of the pool, and here we are. This afternoon, or this morning, I should say, at the Tyson Event Center Gateway Arena. It's going to be Pai Gun going back to serve here to open up the match for Lee University. Libby Pai Gun, and she'll put the ball in play, and we are underway. Serve taken by Schween. Here's Beardsley, set middle for Shocker, block back, and here's a free ball. Beardsley tries the dump, and she'll put it down on the spike line, and we're underway with a 1-0 score. Broncos 1, Lee 0, just underway. Winner gets number 1 and undefeated. Concordia of California tonight at 5:45 back here on court number 1. We are on court 1 this morning, the main court here, CNOS Foundation Court. Serve taken. Here's the set, middle attack. That's going to be for Martins, dug up. Here's Beardsley, set. Schween is going to have to come through and just push it over. Here's the set on the outside for Lee. That's Zelanovic. She's blocked back. Set over to the right side, and that's going to go to Sumita. And Sumita will get the kill off the tip, off the right side, and it's a side out for the Flames. And Lee is on the board. It's 1-1 in set one. Service will go with Sumita. Her serve. Taken. Beardsley scrambles and a free ball pushed over by Taylor Jordan. Here's the set. Tipped at the net down the middle, and that's a kill for Zelanovic. Maria Zelanovic, 3.21 kills per set, just tipped it into the middle of the court. No coverage there for the Broncos, and it's a 2-1 score. 2-1 our score. Here's the serve down the line, taken by the Broncos, scrambling a little bit, and it will not be played. Pass was taken there by Nickel, but she could not play it straight up to the net, so that's going to be a side out, and it will be Lee up on top here, 3-1. So early going, just kind of feeling each other out here, seeing what the offense is having, an ace serve. Hit the lip of the net and rolled over, and an ace serve for Nicole Sumita, the sophomore middle right side hitter, and she'll step back and serve once again. Here's the serve. Middle back taken. Here's Haley Beardsley. Set middle. That's going to be tipped to the right side by Shocker. Quick set middle for Paula Martins. Doug. Here's the left side attack, and that's going to be from Zelanovic. And now here's a right side attack for Kendra, or pardon me, a left side attack for Kendra Schween. Doug. Attack now back over free ball. Beardsley. Back set. There's Shocker. Off the block. Nope. No touch. No touch, off the net, out of bounds, and it is, it was touched. Okay, didn't quite see the up judge give the hand that it was tipped. So it's going to be 4-2, side out Broncos, they trail by a pair. Carissa Kinney will go to the service line for Hastings, the libero. Serve taken by Ojukwu. Here's the right side set, off the block, Martins, and a kill. Paula Martins, the junior from Brazil. Side out to Lee University, and the service will go with Zelenovic. Zelenovic, the All-American. Here's the overpass, and tapping it down is Martins at the net, and it is 6-2 in favor of Lee. Coach Buttermore giving some instructions here, not using a timeout, just going to kind of try to do it from the bench here. Here's the serve into the net, and that's Zelenovic putting it into the net, and it's a side-out back to the Broncos. It is 6-3. 6-3 our score. Haley Beardsley will rotate back the setter. Serve taken, middle back. Here's the outside set to Ojukwu, and Ojukwu will power it off the block and give a side out back to Lee. 7-3 in favor of the Flames. 7-3 Lee. Service will be with Paula Martins. Serve taken straight away. Here's the set, Beardsley. Quick middle. That's going to be a kill for Jessica Osterhaus. Osterhaus had some big swings at the end of that play-in match last night, the tiebreaker. Here's Kendra Schween in the middle of the service line. Broncos trail by 3-7-4. Serve is off the net. Taken, though. Here's the quick set middle, and they burned him to the back row. Players had rotated up, and Lee burned him to the back left, and that's going to be a point, and it's 8-4 in set number one. Service will go with Martinez, Camille Martinez, the setter. Here's the set on the outside to Katie Zuha, Doug. Right side attack, and a big kill and a nice swing by Sumita, and it is 9-4. 9-4 our score. Again, Coach Buttermore just giving instructions right on the sideline here, not taking a timeout. Seeing if the ladies can play through this. Here's Beardsley. Right side to Zuha. Cross court, Doug. Over near the bench, played back up, is Sumita and a free ball. Beardsley. Outside it goes. That's Nickel. Cross court, Doug to the net. What's the call? In the net. In the net, number 5. That's going to be Nicole Sumita for Lee and a point to the Broncos. It's 9-5. 9-5 our score. We're just getting going here this morning. Broncos service will be Lindy Matthews, defensive specialist, and her ball is a floater on the spike line and an ace. Matt said it was down right away. They actually let it be played off the floor. It didn't matter. It still ended up being an ace serve. Nice serve there by Lindy Matthews, and it's 9-6. She'll get up there and serve again. Short serve. Here's a set. Middle. Tip. Down. Tip out of the middle for Sumita. Point to Lee, and it's 10-6 in set number one. Service will go with Ojukwu. Irene Ojukwu from Brazil, Sao Paulo, Brazil. Here's the set on the outside. That's going to be Nickel. Cross-court dug middle back. Here's the attack left side. That's going to be Zelenarik. And it's going to be dug out of bounds by Beardsley on the second contact. And the Broncos give up the point. It's 11-6. 11-6, Lee. Lee coming out very strong offensively on the attack all morning long. Here's the outside to Nickel. Blocked back, played into the net once, twice. Third time is played over, and it's going to be out of bounds. And I think Matt Buttermore may need to take a timeout here pretty quick. It's going to wait. 12-6 is our score. Here's the serve again for the Flames, and Ojukwu, quick set middle. Blocked back is Shayna Shocker, and now a timeout will be taken. Shocker's blocked back for the point. It's 13-6. The Broncos will have to regroup here. Got their work cut out for them in set number one. Our score, Lee 13, Hastings 6. We're back in 30. The Broncos are on AM 1230 KHAS.
We're Shelter Insurance. We view life insurance a little differently.
We think the most thoughtful gift you can give your family doesn't come with a bow.
We know that a life should be measured by more than just dollars and cents.
And we know you'll love the peace of mind life insurance gives you.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to Sioux City and the Tyson Event Center Gateway Arena. Broncos and Lee University doing battle in the quarterfinal play-in here this morning. Winner gets Concordia of California tonight. 13-6 our score if you're just joining us. Those pool play records, they don't matter anymore. This is winner go home time, and the field is cut in half to 12 today on this Friday of the National Volleyball Championship, and we're down to just the two courts. Here's Beardsley, the set on serve, receive outside. Nice swing for Kirsten Nickel, and Nickel gets the big side out of the timeout, and that will be the Broncos' point. 13-7 is the score, and back to serve will be Taylor Jordan. Taylor Jordan will step back. Lee's only loss here this week was to Biola in their pool. Here's the set on the right side. Nice location there for Lee. That is Lauren Williams. She just went up and spotted it to the back right corner and put it away for the kill, and it is 14-7. 14-7, Lee. Service with the Flames. This is Pygun. Pygun serve taken. Beardsley will have to come in and bump it up to the back row and pushed over by Kendra Schween on the free. Here's the set for Martinez. Left side attack off the block for Zelenovic. Dug back up. Kinney outside bumps it over to Nickel. Tip. Here's the set. Zelenovic. She's going to go right side. Off the block, the attack by Sumia. Here's Sumita. Now tip back by Lee. Set middle, Haley Beardsley. There's a slide to Shayna Shocker. Blocked back and putting it down there was Paula Martins. And right now the block is just too much up front for the Broncos. Lee has a wall up there with Sumita and Ojukwu and Zelenovic. They are just all over the net right now. And the Broncos cannot get any good attacks going. Here's the serve taken by Jordan. Set Beardsley on the outside, cross-court Nickel, Doug. Here's the quick set middle. Powering it there is Martins, and she's going to put it into the Bronco block, and Hastings was able to play it down off the net and get the point. Broncos will take it, 15-8 the score, side out, back to Hastings, and back to serve will be Nickel. Nickel on the service line. Little short serve taken at the spike line. Here's the set coming through on the big attack. Is Zelenovic, but it's dug up. Outside it goes to Kendra Schween. Schween out of bounds. No tips, just out of bounds for Kendra Schween. Kendra with a ton of attacks in this National Volleyball Championship. No surprise there. She's done that all year long. Coming into the national tournament, Kendra Schween was near 500 attack attempts, or that was her kill total, I'm sorry. She was over 1,200 attack attempts coming in to the national tournament. A side out for Lee as we return to action, and it's 16-9. So Lee will side out, up 16-9. Kendra Schween, 1,208 attack attempts coming into the national tournament, and an almost 500 kills, a net serve for Lee, side out back to the Broncos. So this match has kind of slowed down into a little bit of a back-and-forth, side-out type style, and the service will go with Carissa Kinney. Carissa Kinney will toss that ball up in the air, middle back taken. Here's the set. Left side, tip to the line, dug by Jordan. Here's the set in the middle, and that's going to be tipped down by Jessica Osterhaus. So Osterhaus terminates the ball, and it's a 16-11 score. 16-11 our score. Service with Carissa Kinney. Tight one going on court two right now. We'll get you that update in a minute. Off the block on the right side, that's Martin's blocked back. Here's the attack left side, Zelenovic, and she'll get the kill for Lee, and Lee leads it 17-11. It is a 15-15 ball game on court number two between Mid-America Nazarene and College of Idaho. Mid-America was the winner of the Broncos pool in Pool E at 3-0. An ace serve for Maria Zelenovic right on the line. She just dropped it in there. It's 18-11. Lee 18, Broncos 11. Matt Buttermore is going to take the second and final timeout here of set number one, and we'll step aside with Hastings for 30 seconds. The Broncos trail it by seven. We're back after this half-a-minute timeout. It's Bronco Volleyball on AM 1230 KHAS.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
1230 KHAS.
Back in Sioux City at the Tyson Event Center Gateway Arena, Lee with service and the lead, 18-11. We're in the first set here this morning, and the service will go with Zelenovic, the All-American for Lee University. She is a sophomore from Serbia, and her serve is taken out of the back row. Set to the outside. That's going to be Schween, dug up at the net. Push to the middle, tipping, Osterhaus dug again. Now on the spike line of free ball. Pass from Nickel, Beardsley, outside, Schween, blocked up, and then it's down to the ground on the right in front of the spike line for a side out. 18-12 is our score on that kill. And the service will belong to Haley Beardsley. The Broncos setter will go back in rotation. Her serve towards the line, dug on the line. Here's the set, left side. That's going to go to Ojukwu off the block, once, twice, and down. Ojukwu with the kill. Team leader, 3.38 kills per set, 19-12 league, set one. Service will go with Paula Martins. Here's the serve to the right side, out of bounds. Error on the serve, point to the Broncos, side out Hastings College, 19-13. Here's the serve for Kendra Schween, long and out of bounds, side out back to Lee, and it is 20-13. We mentioned the tradition that is Lee volleyball. They've been at the national tournament now 11 years. 02, 03, 04, 05, 06, took 07 off, and then have been here straight since 08 on. They have never not been in Sioux City. Here's the set down the line for the Broncos. That was Zuha, dug up, tipped back, Broncos scrambling, can't get it. So the Broncos tipped, and Lee tried to catch him right back off balance by firing it back over at him, and the Broncos couldn't play it. It is 21-13. 21-13 in the first. Here's the pass from Nickel. She's going to go back out, get the set from Beardsley off the double block. It's back. Back up in the air, Nickel now tipped near the spike line. Here's the set, middle quick, tip to the left side. That's dug up on the spike line. Now a free ball pushed over by Osterhaus. Out of the back row, pushed to the left side. That's going to be a big swing for Ojukwu. And she was wide open there, and she put it away cross court, 22-13 the score. give Ojukwu that much room, and she is very deadly out there, and she's a good athlete and knew where to put that ball. Rolled it off the tape there, almost an ace serve. Back set for Hastings, cross-court Zuha Doug. Here's the set from Camille Martinez. That's going to go back out to Ojukwu. She'll try to roll it into the back row. Doug, Beardsley, quick middle. That's going to be an attack for Osterhaus. Scrambling is Lee. They're going to have to down ball it over, blocked, and then tipped out of bounds by Lee. Good block up there by Osterhaus, joined up there by Nickel, and that will be a side out and point to the Broncos. It is 22-14. 22-14, our score. Broncos serving here. This is going to be Paula Martins on the line. Here's the serve. Straight away taken. Here's the set by Martinez. Left side, Ojukwu, cross court right in front of the line judge and down. Point Lee, 23-14. So Lee sensing the end here in game number one, looking to put the pedal down. And service will go with Irene Ojukwu. Ojukwu serve taken by Nickel. Here's the set for Beardsley. Back to Katie Zuha, blocked up at the net. Here's the set from Martinez to the middle, off the double block, and down, and give the kill there to, I think it was Sumita. That was going to be Lauren Williams. Lauren Williams with that kill. And that is going to put Lee at 24, and it is set point at 24-14. Ojukwu serve taken short by Schwing. Quick set middle, Osterhaus. Nope, that's Shocker. Pardon me, back in the front row, and she tipped it over the block and down, and that's a kill for the Broncos. And a side out, and they avoid set point number one. 24-15 is the score. Again, last night down seven with set point and come back to win 26-24. So this team has come back in them, and that serve is out of bounds, though, to end the first set. So the serve went long and out of bounds, and that will put set one in the books at 25-15 in favor of Lee University. And we will go to set number two in this quarterfinal play-in match in just a couple of moments. So one set is in the books, 25-15 Lee. We're back in 2 minutes with the second set between these two teams. But first, this break on AM 1230 KHAS.
You won't want to miss what's now showing on the big screen at Hastings Museum.
Meerkats hang out with Clinky and her family as they take on life in the Kalahari Desert. See them as never before in the 3D movie from National Geographic.
Welcome to Nevada's Valley of Speed, home of the legendary Reno Air Races. The ultimate air show experience. Air Racers 3D. Narrated by Paul Walker.
Now showing at Hastings Museum. Visit hastingsmuseum.org. Life up close.
We're the You Get More Superstore. Island Superstore. Shopping centered around you, you, you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you, you, you. We're the You Get More Superstore, Allen's Superstore.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect a fish from his environment, the Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Varinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to Sioux City. Set one goes to Lee University, 25-15. Just got our stats here on the first set. It was for the Broncos. Four players with two kills. Nickel, Schwein, Osterhaus, and Shocker had two kills apiece in that first set. Ojukwu and Zelenovic each had five kills for Lee in the first set. 15 a set assists for Camille Martinez. 469 kill efficiency for Lee out of the gate here this morning, while the Broncos hit 200 in that first set. So that's kind of the tail of the tape right there. A very efficient first set for Lee University. They also had a solo block and four assist blocks to start things out, and are sitting on 15 digs to the Broncos' 9. Leading the way was Jordan Taylor for the Broncos with 3 digs in the opening set. So, wipe that score out. It's 25-15 Lee, so they're up 1-0. Zeros are up on the board, and set 2 is set to get underway here between these two. Winner plays tonight at 5:45 back here on court 1 against number 1 and undefeated Concordia of California. Here's the serve for Taylor Jordan. The Broncos will start it off here to open set number 2. Serve to the right side, taken. Here's the set by the Lee setter, Martinez, and a tip put down by Williams, and an early side out and point for the Flames. So the Flames get the early point, and here's the service for Lee University. Serve to the right side, taken by Taylor. Here's the set, middle. That's going to be right side attack for Shayna Shocker. She did not put it off the block, and it's out of bounds, and it is 2. No, she did put it off the block and out of bounds. It is 2. 1-1. There we go. 1-1 our score. They don't give the tip call as quick here in this match, so I'm always kind of looking here just to make sure that was the call. Just kind of getting used to the signal calling from these officials. Here's the right side serve. Here's the set middle. It's going to go back set to Zamita. She's dug up, and the Broncos will put it out of bounds. Unable to get there on the pursuit was Taylor Jordan, and that's going to be a point for Lee. I think they put that up wrong. Should be 2-1 Lee. They have 2-1 Hastings up there. Here's the serve taken. Here's Beardsley on the set, left side. Cross court for Schween, Doug. Here's the set on the outside, and going up for the big swing is Zelenovic, and a kill for Maria Zelenovic. I guess that score was right. 2-2 is our score. I thought it was 3-1. You have 2-1? Well, stat people are confused like I am. We'll just see if it sorts itself out. We have 2-2 on the board, so we're going to go with that right now. Here's the hit down the left side and a kill for Kendra Schween. And it is 3-2 now, and that's a Bronco lead. So nobody's questioning it, so I guess we'll go with it. 3-2 Hastings, and the Broncos with the kill from Kendra Schween. And let's see if we can get into a little rhythm here in set number 2. Here's the set on the outside. Tipping up at the net and putting it down is Zelenovic. She's just been hitting so hard all morning, and then she comes up and throws an off-speed at you, and that just really catches you off balance. 3-3 our score. 3-3 our score. Zelenovic will serve for the Flames. Here's the serve, taken middle back by Nickel. Here's Beardsley, set left side. That's going to be Schween through the double block and down. Kendra Schween with a big swing, and that's a Hastings point. And it is 4-3 now on the scoreboard. 4-3 Lee after winning set 1, 25-15. Here's the serve by Beardsley. Middle back taken. Up at the net, set outside. Ojukwu off the block and down. She is so athletic. And she put that one to the floor, and it is 5-3 Lee. Paula Martins will serve. Broncos back on serve receive. It's Kinney, Schween, and Nickel. Here's the serve. Nickel, overhand pass up. Haley Beardsley, left side attack. That's going to be a cross court for Zuha Doug. Here's the set by Martinez. Out of the back row, the attack for Martins. Broncos have it. Beardsley behind the spike line, cross-court attack for Nickel. Handled, push back on a free to the Broncos, bump it outside to Kendra Schween. She'll go off the block, put it down, Kendra Schween, and that's a kill, and it is going to be 5-4. 5-4 is our score in set number 2, and the service is Kendra Schween. Kendra Schween will fire away. Serve taken middle back. Here's the set on the outside. Ojukwu, double block there, and they stuffed it. Nice double block up there by Zuha and Osterhaus, and that's going to be a point for the Broncos and a tie ball game at 5-5 in set number 2. Huge block up there by the Broncos. Here's the serve taken in the middle back. Set behind. That's going to go to Williams, and she's going to put it in the back row right past Kendra Schween and down. Side out Lee, point Lee. 6-5 is our score. 6-5, set number 2. serve short on the spike line, dug up and out of bounds by Nickel, and that's going to be a point to Lee, and they lead it by 2-7-5. Set one was won by Mid-America Nazarene over on court number two this morning. So Pool E representing there in the quarterfinal play-in. A cross-court kill for the Broncos. That's going to be Nickel. Nickel puts the ball down, and it's going to be a side-out back to Hastings, and it is going to be Paula Martin, or pardon me, for the Broncos, Lindy Matthews going back to serve. Lindy Matthews steps up to the service line. Serve. Taken up short. Here's the set on the outside. That's going to go to Sumita, and Sumita will go with a kill cross-court past Kendra Schween. 8-6 our score. Again, Lee hitting 469 in set number one here this morning. And here's the serve taken out of the back row. Set left side. The attack for Nickel, dug out of the back row by the libero, Pygon. Here's the attack on the right, and it's going to be a kill for Sumita for Lee University. 9-6 Flames. So the Broncos are going to have to dig in here a little bit. Down 3, 9-6, set 1 to Lee, 25-15 this morning. Here's the pop serve taken on the spike line. Here's the set middle, the tip, Shayna Shocker. She jumped way early, but she kept her left hand up there and was able to guide it to the ground and got the kill. And Shocker gets the kill. Shocker just a couple of kills in that opening set. 9 total as a team. 9-7 is our score. Here's the serve, straightaway taken, middle. Set, powering it through is number 11. That is Zelenovic. Maria Zelenovic the kill, and it is 10-7. Again, Lee very efficient here this morning so far. They are very much in system. They have a lot of options at their disposal. Here's the setup by Beardsley. Left side, Nickel, cross court, and in. Right past the hands of Ojukwu, and it's a point for Lee. It is 10-8. 10-8 our score. Service will be with Nickel. Here's the serve up short. Set, Martinez, quick middle, big block by the Broncos to put it down. Shayna Shocker and Haley Beardsley up there. 10-9 the score. So the Broncos battling back into it here in the second, 10-9. Here's the serve, short, taken, Lee, set, middle, cross-court attack, blocked up, Sumita. On the outside it goes to Zelenovic. Broncos in the back row got it once, but not twice. Good hustle here by Hastings to try to keep that ball alive. It was just Lee tossing it into the back row and making Hastings chase it down. 11-9 is the score in favor of Lee. Serve again for the Flames with Sumita, taken by Jordan. Set on the outside and blocked back up front was Kendra Schween, and that's a big block for Paula Martins. 12-9 the score. Service for Nicole Sumita. Back corner. Here's the set from Beardsley. Shocker off the slide, and Shayna Shocker gets the kill. Shayna Shocker puts it through. That's going to be a Broncos service now, and they trail by 2, 12-10. If you're just joining us this morning, this is the play-in round of the quarterfinals, and the Broncos are down by 2 and down in sets 1-0. It's 12-10, and the first set went to Lee 25-15. On the outside, the attack was for Zelenovic, and she powers it through the Bronco block and down, and that'll be a point at 13-10. 13-10 our score. Service will go with Zelenovic. High toss on the ball. She'll put it into the back row. Kinney. Here's the set for Haley Beardsley. And into the net. Nope, blocked up there. Osterhaus now will turn on recover. Put it on the outside. Dug out of the back row. Here's the set to the middle. That's going to be Zelenovic. Dug. Beardsley. Set. Left side. Kendra Schween. Big swing. Dug out of bounds. Pursuit is on. It's okay. That's a clean ball. And a free ball over on the pursuit. Here's Beardsley. Left side. That's going to be Schween. Cross court off the tip and down. Great pursuit defense there by Lee. They played it off the sport court, but they had a foot on it when they played it. But the Broncos come back and get the ball down, and it'll be a point. It is 13-11. 13-11 the score, and the serve for Haley Beardsley dug out of the back row. Here's the quick set middle, and pushing it back down is Jessica Osterhaus. Nicely done. Osterhaus powers it down up front. 13-12 in favor of Lee, and the Broncos are back in it. Broncos battling away here this morning. Beardsley, straightaway serve taken. Martinez scrambling on the set, has to tip it on a free ball. Beardsley will bump it up to the back row. Nickel down ball dug. Martinez set. She'll go back. That's Martins. Cross court. Nice dig by Nickel. Outside Kendra Schwing. Dug. Pushed back by Zuha after the block attempt. Outside it goes to Ojukwu, and Ojukwu gets the kill for Lee University. So Lee just really keeps rotating, and they keep finding their options, and that is 14-12 on the scoreboard. 14-12 our score. Service will go with Paula Martins. And the serve is taken on the spike line. Beardsley, quick set outside. Katie Zuha will tip it over. Dug. Here's the set middle. Ojukwu swinging off the block and down. Ojukwu had nobody up there, Arthur, and then the block came in late, and they were not able to control it. It is 15-12 in favor of Lee. Timeout, Matt Buttermore and the Hastings College Broncos. So, the Broncos trail by three. They'll be on serve receive when we come back. Down in sets 1-0. We're back in 30 on AM 1230 KHAS.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to Sioux City. We're in the second set this morning of this quarterfinal play-in match between Lee and Hastings. 15-12 Flames. One set, 125-15. Winner plays Concordia at 5:45 tonight in the quarterfinals. Well, Mid-America has opened up a 12-4 lead in the second set on College of Idaho over on court number two. They are playing very, very well here at the National Volleyball Championship. Coming up following this one here in Sioux City, it will be on this court, Court 1, Viterbo and Georgetown. Winner plays Columbia tonight. And then on the other court at 12:30, Masters and Oklahoma Baptist. Hastings will... It will be Lee with the tip at the net to get the kill, and they'll get the point as they continue service here, 16-12 coming out of the timeout. So the Broncos with their back against the wall again, down four. Serve let go there, nicely done by Kendra Schween, and it goes out of bounds. Service will go to the Broncos. Kendra will rotate back, and Schween will be on the service line. Schween ready to go. Here's the serve straight away. Middle back taken. Bumped up on the outside. Ojukwu, she'll just down ball it. Here's Beardsley, set, middle. Osterhaus tip, and a kill for Jessica Osterhaus. Osterhaus has four kills here on the morning for Hastings. Here's the serve by Kendra Schween. 16-14 is our score. Long and out of bounds. Long and out of bounds, and it's going to be a side out back to Lee, and it is 17-14. Service, up short, Nickel, set, Haley Beardsley, right side to Katie Zuha, and she'll put it out of bounds just by a ball length. She tried to go to the back corner just out by a ball length. It's 18-14 Lee in set number two. Set number two, and here's the serve. Beardsley, quick set middle, Osterhaus to the corner, and that one's right a ball length in the court, so... That line judge has been busy over there. One just out, one just in. Earned his paycheck here this morning. It is 18-15 on the scoreboard in favor of Lee. Here's the serve for the Broncos, and this is Lindy Matthews. Up short, taken. Bump set on the outside. Ojukwu can't get an approach, so she'll just tap it over. Here's the set by Beardsley, left side. That's Nickel. Blocked out of bounds, point Broncos. 18-16. Just kind of that old can you get it rolling thing here. We kind of talked about that in the pre-match show with Coach Buttermore. You know, this has been an incredibly short night. They probably didn't get back to the hotel until all of 1 o'clock. And here's the bump on the serve receive. Ojukwu will power it down. The Broncos have it. Scrambling a little bit. Beardsley set to the back row. Schween's going to tip it over. Doug one arm. Here's a back set to Lee. Off the block and out of bounds. So that block unable to close. And the Broncos give up the point and the side out. It is 19-16. Probably didn't get back to the hotel until all of 1 o'clock. Probably turned around, got up about 6 or 7 o'clock this morning, I would think. So that's a really short night to turn around, and used a lot of energy last night to even get to this point. Let's just see if the Broncos can find more in the tank here and keep it rolling. There's a nice play. Shayna Shocker out of the middle. She had the little quick set, and she powered it through the block and down. It's 19-17. If the Broncos could hang on and get this one, that would make it very interesting. They lose this one, I think it could get kind of tight out there this morning, as Lee would have all kinds of momentum. But who knows? This team has kind of been the cardiac kids here this week in Sioux City. Set middle, that's going to be angled out of bounds on the attack by Sumita. So that's an error on the attack by Lee, and that's a point to the Broncos, and it is 19-18. All right, big point here now, 19-18, Lee by just a point. Broncos are down in sets, 1-0. Here's the short set on the spike line. Set on the outside, the attack, cross court, Doug Zelenovic. Here's the bump set on the outside to Nickel. She'll put it in, and Nickel was off the net there by a little bit, but she got it through and down, and we are knotted up. So, set two is wide open again, 19-all. And the serve is forthcoming here for Williams. Or no, that's going to be Jordan, pardon me, for the Broncos. Up short, here's the set, back. And a cross-court kill for Sumita. Sumita goes cross-court and down. And that's a side-out back to Lee. It's 20-19 Flames. Service for Lee, out of bounds, 20-all. So that's a service error. Back to serve for the Broncos will be Nickel. And the Broncos could take their first lead here on this sequence of set number two. Serve up short. Here's the set on the outside. Zelenovic out of bounds. No touch. Point Broncos. Hastings in front, 21-20. Timeout, Andrea Hudson and the Lee Flames. All right, the Broncos back in business. 21-20 up in set two, down in sets 1-0. We'll be back with more from Sioux City after this 30-second break on AM 1230 KHAS.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back in Sioux City at the Tyson Event Center, 33rd Annual NAIA National Volleyball Championship presented by the CNOS Foundation. Friday action continues here. We're down to the single elimination bracket. Pool play is done. These teams are fighting now. Win or go home. Broncos up 1, 21-20. Have fought back here in the second set to take the lead, and the service will be with Kirsten Nickel. Nickel will serve, and here we go. We're back to action. Here's the set on the outside, Martinez for Zelenovic, and blocked at the net by the Broncos and down. Huge block up there. Shocker, Beardsley up there, and that's going to be a point in a 22-20 Bronco lead. This game is so much about momentum. It is crazy. Here's the short serve. Here's the set back, slide, and a kill for Paula Martins. Broncos unable to get over on the block to the left side of the net, and Martins ran the quick little slide, and it's 22-21. Lee will serve, down one. This will be Sumita with the serve. Sumita goes way back on the court, and she comes up and puts it in play. Not really a jump server, but a good running start. Left side attack for Schween. Dug up, out of bounds. Kendra Schween the kill and the point. It's 23-21. 23-21, Hastings up two. And here's the serve for Carissa Kinney. Libero Carissa Kinney will put the ball in play up short. Here's the set by Martinez. Outside it goes to Zelenovic, blocked back by the Broncos. Resetting Lee and a tip for a kill for Camille Martinez. She is very, very good, and Camille Martinez saw that there was an opening right in the middle of the court and put it down. It's 23-22 Broncos. Lee will serve with Zelenovic. There's Elena Vick, and now the set by Beardsley. Outside to Kendra Schween off the double block, and down for Kendra Schween, and it's set point for the Broncos. Set point for the Broncos at 24-22. Katie Zuha is back in the front row, and Hastings has really fought back here in the second to make a match of it. Let's see if this one can be closed out, and we'll go to number three. Here's the serve. Taken. Set. Martinez. Ojukwu. Cross court. Right past the hands of Kinney and on the line for a kill. And it's 24-23 in favor of Hastings. Side out Lee. It's still set point for set number two. Lee serving. Broncos serve receive. Schween. Nickel. And Kinney. Here's the serve. Taken by Kendra Schween. Haley Beardsley. Back to Kendra. Right side. Cross court. Block. Taken by Kinney. Here we go back to the other side and a free ball over by Osterhaus. Lee resets. Quick set middle. They miss the attack. Pushed back by the Broncos. Lee has it. Outside Ojukwu. Into the back row. Dug by Nickel. Here's Beardsley. Set left side. Schween. Dug. Dug up. Out of bounds. And that's it. Set two to the Broncos. Schween gets the kill. Dug up. Out of bounds by Lee. It's 25-23 in the second. And the Broncos have tied it here in Sioux City. It is one all now on the scoreboard. 25-15 Lee in set one, 25-23 Broncos in the second, and it is now a best of three set between these two squads. So we're going to take a 2-minute break and be back with more from the Tyson Event Center after this 2-minute break. The Broncos are on AM 1230 KHAS.
I'm sick and tired of every bar in town calling themselves a sports bar. Just because the word sports is in their name and they put up a couple jerseys doesn't make you a sports bar. No. That's why I made the Real Sports Bar Checklist. First, do they have a large selection of beers, drafts, and mixed drinks?
Over.
Do they serve hot wings and other sports-related food?
Over.
Are there a buttload of HD TVs that play only sports?
Over.
Last of all, stand up and yell. Did the crowd cheer with you? When you're looking for a real sports bar, head to the Bullseye, West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Do you often find yourself having back pain and making a sound like, or? What if I told you the pain could go away without any costly procedures or expensive medication? Take the natural approach with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic. Dr. Troy E. Wilson believes chiropractic care is your best option to achieve the best quality of life possible. Get back in the game with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic, located 321 North Burlington and online at hastingsfamilychiropractic.com.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future. And compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources, working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
Hastings College graduates become astronaut,
trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman,
minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to Sioux City and the NAIA National Volleyball Championship. Well, the Broncos battle back there in set number two and get the two-point win, 25-23. And we are knotted up at one apiece here in this quarterfinal play-in match. First set went to lead 25-15. And we are going to go into set number three here this morning at the Tyson Event Center. Kendra Schween now has 9 kills on the match to lead the Broncos, now hitting 350 on 20 attacks. Kirsten Nickel has 6 kills. Also, Shayna Shocker with 6 kills for the Broncos, and they really brought their kill efficiency up. After hitting just 200 in that opener, they are now hitting 317 for the morning. The Lee Flames are hitting 469 in the opener. They have dropped to 391. Zelenovic has 10 kills to pace Lee on the match. So, 1-1. Lee will open up with serve here in set number 3. Glad to have you along here this morning. You're listening to AM 1230 KHAS, Hastings, Nebraska. Corey Westra in for Mike Will here in Sioux City. Glad you could join us for Bronco Volleyball at the National Volleyball Championship. Having a fun week covering this Bronco team. They're not for the faint of heart, though. Here's the serve for Lee. And it will be Pygun with the serve taken straight away. Here's the set from Haley Beardsley. Quick middle, Shayna Shocker pushed up in the air. Scrambling is Lee, and they're going to free ball it over with Ojukwu, I believe. Well, actually, it was Martinez, the setter. On the outside, Zuha tried to tip it. Doug, here's the set on the outside. That's going to go to Zelenovic, not Doug. Right in front of the back row player for the Broncos, Kendra Schween, and an early point for Lee. It is 1-2-0. 1-0 on the scoreboard, third set. Tied at one apiece. Serve taken by Schween, bumped by Beardsley on the outside. Nickel, cross-court Doug. Here's the set. Martinez, middle quick. Martins, and it's going to be a net violation up front on Lee University. I think that was Paula Martins that was in the net. And it will be a serve for Hastings. 1-1. Here's the serve for Taylor Jordan. Bumped. Up at the net, nobody there. Pushed back by Shocker. Now Shocker will put a swing on it. Hastings trying just to pound it down here. Now the elite group trying to get an organized attack. Here's the set from Beardsley, but nope, back row attack. Yep, back row attack. That would be correct. Martinez is in the back row right now, so good observation by the up official, and it is 2-1 in favor of Hastings. Here's the serve taken middle back, set left side, into the middle, and down on a kill for Zelenovic. Zelenovic gets the kill. That makes it a 2-2 ball game, and back to serve is Sumita. Sumita, nice serve taken by Kendra Schween, bumped up on the outside, nickel cross-court Doug. Here's the set. Back right side attack, cross-court and out of bounds for Paula Martins. Couldn't quite get any snap on the ball. Point to the Broncos in a 2-2 tie ball game. 2-2, tied up. Here's the service coming for Hastings and Kirsten Nickel. Serve up short, set Martinez. She tries to dump it, pushed into the net, but not able to play it back over with Hastings College, and it's a 3-3 tie. 3-3 our score. Lee came out this morning firing hard in game one, won it 25-15. Kind of came out early pretty strong in set two, but then the Broncos slowly crawled back into it and won the second one, 25-23. Schween well off the net on the left side, puts that one down. Nice English on the ball. A little spin there and got it played out of the back row and out of bounds by Lee, and it is 4-3 Broncos. That was Sarah Davis unable to handle it out of the back row. And it will be a Broncos serve. Up short, Martinez, back set slide for Martins, and it's into the net. Into the net for Martins, and a point to the Broncos, and a 5-3 Hastings lead. 5-3 our score. Hastings by two. Here's the serve. Here's the set. And it is pushed out of bounds by who? Who touched it last? They're going to say Hastings touched it last. Now the down official is going to come over and talk to the up official. That's a tough call to make there, and then he's going to overrule it. And it was off of Lee, and it's going to be a Bronco point and serve. 6-3 is the score. So the last touch was Lee. Kenny serve taken by Ojukwu. Here's the set back to her. Cross court, out of bounds. And the Broncos have the momentum right now, 7-3 here in the third. And Andrea Hudson's going to take a quick timeout for Lee University. Broncos playing well. They're clicking now, up 7-3. And we'll be back in 30 seconds as you're listening to Hastings Bronco Volleyball from the National Volleyball Championship on AM 1230 KHAS.
The superheroes of service, powered by play.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
Broncos 7, Lee 3, set 3. Broncos serve, Carissa Kenny. We're knotted up at one apiece here this morning. Got a good one going here at the national championship. On the right side, the attack by Martins. Blocked back and down by the Broncos. And the Broncos get the point to go up 8-3 in set three. What a crazy game. Lee was just firing away, and all of a sudden it has completely changed back to the Broncos. And that is the way this one goes. Here's the set by Martinez. On the outside, the attack down the line. Ojukwu out of bounds, and a point to the Broncos. It's 9-3. Andrea Hudson called the timeout, and now Lee has given up two more points after that timeout. So let's see what the Broncos can keep doing here. Put on the gas, ladies. Here's the set. Martinez tip. Pushed up by Schwein. Beardsley will bump it back up to Schwein. Couldn't get an approach, so she'll just push it. Here's the set on the outside. Ojukwu off the block. Pushed up by Nickel. Beardsley, quick, middle. Osterhaus, tip, tip, and down. Down for Osterhaus, and a point. It is 10-3, Hastings. Hastings will continue with service, and Carissa Kinney up 7. Here's the serve by Kinney, taken short. Here's the set left side. A cross-court swing for Ojukwu. Doug Martinez will try to dump it. Broncos got it. Beardsley, back row, Nickel, down ball. Doug up to the net. Nobody's there. Now Lee comes through. We'll push it over on a down ball. Beardsley, bump it up to the back row. Nickel tries to find a spot. Doug, bump set, back, pushed over by the libero, Davis. Here's the set, Beardsley outside, Kendra Schwein blocked back and tipped by the Broncos, and it's down to the floor, Lee side out. Great volley there, one out by Lee. I like how the Broncos are attacking now. They are just swinging. None of this free ball stuff. Just get up there and give it a shot. Make them work for it. Here's the service. Up short and into the net, point Broncos side out. 11-4 our score in set number three. Back to serve is Haley Beardsley, the Broncos setter. She's really the steadying force out there. She really runs and keeps that ball in play, and she has a good serve here. There's a scramble for Lee, and they're going to free ball. There's Nickel, Beardsley, back set, Zuha, push back. Now Zuha will bump it up on the outside. That's Kendra Schwein, double block there, and up in the net, Lee! Net violation on Lee, and a point to the Broncos. And that makes it 12-4 in set number three. Boy, Beardsley's just running her tail off today, keeping the ball alive and putting it in spots to give those attackers a chance. Floater serve. Here's the bump set to the back row, and a down ball coming and pushed over by Lee. Beardsley set. Kendra Schwein off the block, and it's down for Kendra Schwein, and it's 13-4. The Broncos are rolling here in set number three, looking to go up 2-1. Lee is going to try to substitute here. They're not going to call the timeout. They're going to go with Wilson into the ballgame. Haven't seen her yet today. Also coming in off the bench is Orozco. So Coach Hudson just kind of trying to roll the dice here with some substitutions. Orozco comes in as well, and Wilson. Serve received, bumped on the outside. Ojukwu blocked back by the Broncos. Here's the bump set on the outside. Ojukwu blocked out of bounds. So that little break in momentum worked. Side out back to Lee University. 13-5 is our score. Hastings will go serve receive, and those substitutes will come back out as Sumita is back in along with Williams. And the service will go with Camille Martinez, the setter. Taken by Carissa Kinney. Here's the set by Beardsley. Back, cross court and in. Nice kill for Kendra Schwein. She's feeling it out there. 14-5 is our score. She's pumping the fist. She's getting her teammates going. There's a lot of energy on that Broncos side right now. Here's the serve for Kendra Schwein. As she rotates back, that puts Nickel back in the front row. Here's the set to the middle. Cross-court Doug up at the net. Osterhaus tries to tip it, and she went into the net. Good play there by Osterhaus. She knew she wouldn't have an offensive option, so she just quickly got into defensive position, but I think she caught the net on her way up. Pretty heads-up play, though, for the middle. 14-6 is the score. Serve taken, back row. Here's the set by Beardsley, quick middle. Blocked back and down. So Lee gets a couple of quick points here. That's a double block up there by Sumita and Williams, and a point to the Flames. 14-7 our score in set number three. If you're just joining us, Lee won the first one, 25-15. Hastings won the second, 25-23. Broncos up 14-7 in the third. Outside Nickel, double block back and in. And now a little mini run here by Lee University. They've put three straight on the board here, and they continue with service and Ojukwu. Ojukwu will serve. Here's the serve taken by Kenny. Beardsley, back set, back row set to Schween. Doug, set, right side. That's a set for Sumita, and it's off the dig and out of bounds. And Coach Matt Buttermore has seen enough of this little run here. It's a four-point run by Lee University, and he's going to burn his first timeout of set number three. So we got a break in the action. Hastings 14, Lee 9, tied in the match at 1-1. We're back in 30 on AM 1230 KHAS, Hastings, Nebraska.
Whether you're thinking of buying or selling, contact the Real Estate Group of Hastings at 402-461-4888, or you can log on to our website at regrouphastings.com for current listings, virtual tours, open houses, and agent information. For professional service you've come to expect, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. And right now you can come to Burt's before it hurts. Flu shots are available free of charge to all Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska customers. See Tom Choquette at Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue, and Mike Uradell at Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to Sioux City and the Tyson Event Center on AM 1230 KHAS. Corey Westra with you here as the Broncos lead it 14-9 in set three over Lee. Lee has the serve. They're on a 4-0 run here. Matt Buttermore called the timeout to try to break the momentum. Let's see if it works. Here's the serve taken by Carissa Kinney. Haley Beardsley, set, tip, Osterhaus, Doug. Here's an opportunity for Lee to put more points on the board. There's a down ball by Sumita, dug by the Broncos, Beardsley. Outside, it's going to go to Nichols. Somebody went up in the net. It was Lee. Lee up front, number six. Williams was in the net, and that's a point. Point to the scoreboard, and it is 15-9 Broncos, and the service will go with Lindy Matthews. Lindy Matthews ready to go the serve. Taken on the spike line. Set Martinez middle. Sumita tips to the line and off the hands of Haley Beardsley and out of bounds. Good location. Just fire it right at the setter there on the first contact. And it's a 15-10 score. Broncos got to dig in defensively here. Here's the service forthcoming for Pygun. Pygun, the junior from Tennessee. Up front, Beardsley set on the outside. Nickel cross-court dug by Ojukwu. Net violation up front on Lee. Lee with a net violation up front, and that's a point to the Broncos, and it's 16-10, and the service will go with Taylor Jordan. Taylor Jordan goes to the line. Broncos lead it by six. You can string together a couple here. It's going to be pretty tough for Lee, and that service just out of bounds. Just out of bounds. Hate to give up the free points on those. Fine line between the aggressive serve and the safe ball, if you will, but that's the game. That's how it goes. Here's the serve cross-court taken by Schween. Now a bump free over. Oh, back row attack. They broke the plane. They broke the plane, did Lee. So that's up front, 17-11 the score. 17-11 on the scoreboard, six-point Bronco lead, and the service coming for Nickel. Kirsten Nickel, two kills per set, serve up short. Here's the set to the middle, powering it back on a down ball. Broncos have it. Beardsley, slide, Shayna Shocker, cross court, Doug. Martinez has it, and now a free ball over by Pygun. Here's the set. Schween will try to dump it to the middle, and it's once, twice up to Schween, and she taps it down. A couple little taps up. Schween came up and tapped it down, and it is 18-11. Substitution for Andrea Hudson. She's going to put a couple players in here again. Same one she did a little bit ago. Courtney Wilson and Orozco. So this is her momentum-breaking tactic instead of a timeout at 18-11 here in the third. Tied in sets at 1-1. Here's the serve. That's going to be into the net, and that's a side out back to Lee. So Nickel didn't quite get a good swing on that one. On the service, and it's 18-12. Here's the serve for Zelenovic. Set on the outside. Schween, cross-court dug out of the back row by Pygun. Here's the outside for Ojukwu. Dug, middle set, cross-court, and out of bounds for Nickel, and it is 18-13. 18-13 our score in favor of Hastings, and the service again for Zelenovic. Zelenovic will serve. Down ball taken. Here's the set. On the outside it goes to Kendra Schween off the block, and it's dug out of bounds in the back row by the libero Pygun. 19-13. 19-13, Hastings. Looking to go up 2-1 here this morning and get a shot at the nation's number one team, Concordia, tonight. Here's the serve for Kinney. Taken on the line. Here's the set. Left side. Ojukwu through the double block and down. Well, Ojukwu was the driving force early here today, and she's kind of quieted down. Bronco block has really adjusted on her. 19-14, serve for Lee. Taken in the middle back. Here's the setup of the net. On the outside to Schween. Cross court and in for Kendra Schween. Schween the kill. The Broncos go to 20, and the race is on to 25. 20-14 here in set number three. Back to serve is Haley Beardsley, the setter for Hastings. Straightaway taken. Here's the set up front. Pushing it through. Broncos scramble and a free ball. Here's the set. Middle. Blocked back and down. Jessica Osterhaus puts it away. Osterhaus the kill, and it's 21-14 Broncos. 21-14 Hastings, and Beardsley will serve again. And a net serve. 21-15 is the score. Back into the lineup will be Sumita. And also back in will be Martinez. So actually subbing out the setter, Martinez, there a couple of times. Coach Andrea Hudson, here's the serve taken. Middle set, back. Kendra Schween will go cross-court. Doug. Here's the bump by Pygan to the back row, and now a down ball. Kinney, Beardsley, set, back. Zuha, down. Katie Zuha off the dig of Pygan, and a point for the Broncos, and it is 22-15 in set three. 3 points to go up to 2-1. Kendra Schween is back. Here's the serve. Bumped. Middle. Tip. Right into the block. Broncos put it down. Zuha and Osterhaus. 23-15. And Andrea Hudson's got to use her final timeout. Timeout on the floor. 23-15. Hastings. We'll be back in 30 seconds to close out set number three after this on AM 1230 KHAS.
Shop at Rogers Incorporated for the area's largest selection of appliances from Amana, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Whirlpool. A staff that knows their products inside and out, the best price, and most of all, the service. From when you walk in to the delivery to your home, you'll see why Rogers Service built this business.
Rogers Incorporated, better service built this business.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to Sioux City and the Tyson Event Center Gateway Arena. 33rd annual NAIA National Volleyball Championship for the fifth year in a row here in Sioux City at the Tyson Event Center. Announced on Monday, it'll be here through 2015. Down to just two courts on this Friday action. Broncos here on court one looking to go up 2-1. Service will be with Kendra Schween, 23-15 the score, and Kendra puts it a little long and out of bounds coming out of the timeout. 23-16 is the score. Like to get that one back, but it is what it is. And back to serve will be Lee, and it will be Ojukwu on the service line. 23-16, service handled into the net, pushed back by Lee. Broncos regroup, and what do we got? Point Broncos, right? Yep. Net violation up front on Lee University, and that's going to be a point, and it's 24-16. 24-16, and it's set point here for the Broncos to go up 2-1. Here's the serve, up short on the spike line. Set, left side, roll shot, dug up. Beardsley puts it on the outside, backing up his nickel, couldn't get it over. Got the Broncos out of system there a little bit, and it will be a side out back to Lee in a 24-17 score. 25-15, Lee won the first. Hastings won the second, 25-23, up 24-17. That serve rolls off the net. The Broncos are scrambling and a push over on a free ball by Schween. Right side set, the attack, cross court dug by Schween. Up in the air, here's the set by Beardsley. Back row to Schween, rolls it to the spike line, dug. Here's the set, Martinez right side. That's going to go to Sumita. Dug up in the air, Broncos have it. They're going to have to free it, though. Here's Nickel on the free ball over. set Martinez. She'll go outside. That's going to be a roll shot for Zelenovic. Dug by the Broncos. Beardsley comes flying in, crashes to the floor. Now a free ball over by Kinney. Here's the set. Martinez, right side, cross court, into the net. Into the net. And it's going to be a point to the Broncos, and they win it 25-17. 25-17, and the Broncos are up 2-1 here this morning on Lee University of Tennessee. We'll be back with the fourth set. After this two-minute timeout, Bronco Volleyball is on AM 1230 KHAS.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Whether you're thinking of buying or selling, contact the Real Estate Group of Hastings at 402-461-4888. Or you can log on to our website at regrouphastings.com for current listings, virtual tours, open houses, and agent information. For professional service you've come to expect, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. And right now you can come to Burt's before it hurts. Flu shots are available free of charge to all Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska customers. See Tom Choquette at Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue, and Mike Uradell at Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings.
Rivals Bar and Grill, supporting all the local teams after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m. and breakfast on Sunday from 9 to noon. Holiday party packages are available. Ask Rivals for details.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Baranoff, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central, in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to Sioux City and the Tyson Event Center Gateway Arena. We're going to move into set four here this morning. The Broncos now lead this match 2-1 after dropping the opener 25-15. One set 25-23, and just one set 25-17. So the Broncos now up 2-1 here this morning. And we move into the fourth set. Let's take a look at some stats here through three. Broncos now led by Kendra Schwein's 16 kills and 33 attempts, hitting .394. 8 kills for Nichols, 6 for Shocker, 6 for Osterhaus in the match. 29 assists for Haley Beardsley, 7 digs out there for Schwein, 8 digs for Nichols, 8 digs for Kinney. So 2 solo blocks for Osterhaus. Those are big blocks as well here in the match this morning. Pacing the Lee Flames, 12 kills apiece for Zelenovic and Ojukwu, 10 kills for Sumita in the match. So the Broncos move back into the near court as we watch from the south concourse level. And we are about set to go with set number 4. Hastings is hitting now 287 on the match. Lee is hitting 213. Broncos kind of came out of the gate slow here this morning. Kind of to be expected. You kind of hope it doesn't happen, but can't hardly imagine why it wouldn't after the late night last night. So that's kind of behind them. I think they definitely are into Friday mode now and ready to roll here into our fourth set, and the service will go with Taylor Jordan to open set number 4. So we're back at it here. Here's the quick set to the middle through the double block and down, and that's going to be a kill out of the gate for Williams for Lee University. Lee University with the early side out in the point, and set number 4 is underway. Here's the serve taken on the spike line. Set Beardsley, right side slide. Shayna Shocker, she's blocked back. Read well by Zelenovic. Maria Zelenovic, the outside hitter, just stuffed it. And that's going to be a 2-0 lead for Lee. And that Mr. Momentum, again, just hangs out there all the time. And which way will it go here to start set number 4? Here's the back row down ball. Pretty good power behind it there for Kendra Schwein. On the outside, tip. Doug up at the net, pushed back and down, and it's Zelenovic with the pushback for the kill, and it's 3-0 Lee, and the Flames jump out early in the fourth. And just like that, Lee back in business. Here's the serve taken. The set by Beardsley. Left side attack for Nickel. Tip. Doug. Bump set on the outside. Pushing it over now is Zelenovic. Dug by the Broncos once. Twice there by Schwein on a one arm and a free ball. Here's the set back. Cross court for Sumita. Blocked back. Now pushed at the net. Broncos recovering. And a third ball push by Schwein. Here's the set on the outside. Zelenovic, Doug, cross-court by Kinney, or by Schwein, up at the net. Nobody's there. Second contact came in, but the third contact didn't happen, and that's going to be a kill for Lee and a point, and they're up 4-0. Not the start you wanted to see here in the fourth set for the Broncos. Set to the outside, pushing it cross-court is Nickel. Back set. For Sumita, Doug, Broncos, Beardsley to the back row. Kendra Schwein and out of bounds, and it is 5-0. Matt Buttermore is going to take his timeout. Well, Lee has just jumped out here in the fourth, 5-0. Broncos are up 2-1, and we're going to have a break in the action. So let's take a 30-second break and be back after this. You're listening to Bronco Volleyball on AM 1230 KHAS Hastings.
What's your bank doing for you? Golden Club customers of Five Points Bank receive many little extras which make this account great. This premium account for those 55 and over has no minimum balance requirement, earns a competitive interest rate, includes free checks, and discounted safe deposit boxes. Golden Club members are eligible for numerous group travel opportunities. These trips are very popular and a great way to travel with people you know. Stop in and visit with a personal banker and join our growing Golden Club group. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Well, you know those roller coasters that go up and down big time? That's kind of been the ride here this week at the National Volleyball Tournament. Right now, that roller coaster's kind of been one of those dips for the Broncos. It's 5-0 Lee here in set four. But out of that timeout, that's just what was needed. Shayna Shocker will tip it to the back row and put it home. And the Broncos just, with as tired as they've got to be out there, they just need little bursts of energy here to kind of keep it rolling. And, you know, they're up against the stamina here today, no doubt about it. 5-1 is our score. Serve taken. Here's Lee on the set middle for Zelenovic. Blocked back. Set again into the middle. Nobody wants it, so finally pushed over by Sumita. Kinney, Beardsley, outside. Kendra Schwein, cross-court, dug up into the divider wall and out of bounds. Point Broncos, 5-2. So after a 5-0 start, it's 5-2, and the Broncos are kind of crawling here again back into set number four. Well, Mid-America has 1-3 over there on court 2 over Idaho, so that play-in quarterfinal is complete. A 3-0 win for Mid-America. Nazarene on the outside cross court. Blocked back. Up at the net. Little down ball. Pushed to the back row. Nickel. Beardsley back to Nickel in the back row. Doug back row by Pygun for Lee. Outside set cross court. Sumita. Doug. Here's the set. Up at the net. Pushed back. Beardsley, left side. That's going to be a Schwein, and she's blocked up in the net and back, and it's a point for Lee, and it is 6-2. 6-2 is our score here in set number four. Lee won the first one, 25-15. Set two to the Broncos, 25-23. Set three to the Broncos, 25-17. 6-2 Lee in the fourth. Bump set to the back row, pushed over on a free ball by the Broncos and Jordan. Now the attack back. By Lee, handled. Beardsley will try to push it at the net. What do we got? Double hit. Double contact up front, and it's a point to Lee, and it is 7-2. 7-2 our score. Here's the serve, straight away, out of bounds. Point Broncos. 7-3 in set number four. Kinney is going to serve the libero. She's back on the left side of the line. A little pop serve taken up short. Set Martinez on the outside. Zelenovic dug by the Broncos. Now Beardsley. Outside attack. That's going to be Schwein. Doug. Here's the set to Ojukwu out of the middle. And she's going to power it through. Dug up into the stands and out of bounds. And that's going to be a point to Lee. And it is 8-2-3 in set number four. 8-3, Flames lead it. Ojukwu with her 12th kill to lead the Flames. Set on the left side, Schwein down the line, out of bounds. 9-3 on the hitting error.
Ooh,
do we have a late turn? Yep, they said it was tipped. All right, we'll take that. It's 8-4. 8-4 is the score, so that was tipped, and it will be Beardsley back to serve. To the right side, out of bounds. And it's going to be a side out back to the Flames with the point. It's 9-4. 9-4 our score. Here's the serve taken by Kinney. Beardsley set left side. Zuha cross court. Dug. Oh, my. Dug by Ojukwu, and nobody was on the right side of the court there, and it is in. Just an unlucky play there. One of those deals. 10-4 is the score. Here's the serve taken by Kinney. Beardsley set back. That's going to be a big swing and a kill for Kendra Schwein, and the side out to the Broncos down 10-5. Down 10-5 on the scoreboard. Up in the match, though, 2-1. Winner gets Concordia, California at 5:45, right back here on court number one tonight at the Tyson Event Center. Here's the serve by Schwein, set back, pushing it through Martins, and unable to come up and play the ball is Carissa Kinney, and it is a side out to Lee. Lee will serve with Paula Martins. Hastings now hitting 262. Lee is hitting 222 in this match. Here's the serve taken by Kinney. Beardsley will set it left side. That's Nickel in, back left line. And it is 11-6 on the scoreboard. 11-6 our score. This match now an hour and 22 minutes old. In the fourth set, 11-6 our score. Rolling it off the tape on the serve was the Broncos. Push back on a free, push back by the Broncos. Now a dump, and it's in by Martinez, the setter for Lee University, and she rotates back to serve. 12-6 our score. Lee by six, and serving. Here's the serve taken. Spike line, back right side, Zuha, and stuffed at the net by Lauren Williams, and a big block up there, and it is 13-6. Coach Buttermore has used one timeout. He's going to hold off here on using the second. Here's the serve taken, middle, set, quick, through the double, and a kill for Shayna Shocker. Good to see Shayna get a swing here again. She's kind of gone quiet in the match. That's going to be her eighth kill, but most of those came in the second set, second in the early part of the third, and it's 13-7. Serve taken, set, outside, and angling it out of bounds was Ojukwu. And the hitting error will give the point to the Broncos. Then it's 13-8 on the scoreboard, and the serve will be with Hastings, and that's going to be Taylor Jordan. Taylor Jordan serve right to the middle, played out of bounds, and that's going to be an ace, and that makes our score 13-9 in favor of Lee. So the Broncos looking to hang here. Here's the serve taken. Set, middle, pushed back. That's dug by the Broncos on the outside. Nickel is what? Blocked out of bounds? Yes, blocked out of bounds. And it will be a point to the Broncos, and it's 13-10. And head coach Andrea Hudson's going to take a timeout on the floor. So we have a break in the action with our score. Lee 13, Hastings 10. Broncos up 2-1 in the match. And we'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on KHAS Hastings.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
We're back in Sioux City. 13-10 in favor of Lee in the fourth here. Broncos are up 2-1. Broncos here with the service, trying to crawl back into it here. It was 12-6 a little bit ago. Here's the set after serve receive on the outside for Sumita, and Sumita gets the kill to make it 14-10 Lee. 14-10 Lee, side out. Ojukwu will go back and serve for the Flames. Cleveland, Tennessee, Southern States Athletic Conference. Here's the set. Beardsley on the outside, nickel tip. Here's the set. Back on the right side, Sumita. And she is stopped up there by Shayna Shocker. Shocker with the block. And it is 14-11. 14-11 our score. And the serve will go with the Broncos and Kirsten Nickel. Nickel serve. Short, taken up front. Set Martinez. Trying to power it through was Paula Williams. Here's the set on the left side. That's going to be Schwein. She's blocked back. Beardsley will now try to go to the back corner, and it's played. Here's Martinez set over to Sumita, cross-court Doug. Beardsley will set the back row this time, and Nickel tries to put it on the spike line. It's once, twice, and played out of bounds. Nice placement there, and it's going to be a point to the Broncos, and it is 14-12 here in the fourth. 14-12 in the fourth. Five nothing start here for Lee in this fourth set, but now it's a two-point lead for Lee, and the serve will go with Nickel. Taken up short. Here's the set, Martinez. She overshot her attacker, and it's going to be an error, and it's 14-13 in favor of Lee. 14-13 Lee. Serve again for the Broncos and Kirsten Nickel. Nickel will go from the middle. Serve taken up by Pygun. Overpass. Shayna Shocker will put her down. And it's a 14-14 set for Broncos here have crawled back to the tie. So the overpass created a wide open opportunity for Shocker. Short serve again. Rolls the tape. Here's Martinez. Back set to Ojukwu. Cross court dug by Beardsley. Coming over now is going to be Nickel and a free ball from Carissa Kinney. Here's the set on the outside. Big swing there by Zelenovic. Dug up by the Broncos. Beardsley, slide, Shocker, tip, dug. Here's the set back on the outside. Zelenovic, it's dug again. Here's the set to the middle, pushing it into the back row and out of bounds. That is going to be Williams, and it's a point to the Broncos, and it is 15-14 on the scoreboard. 15-14, Hastings leads it by one. Up in the match, 2-1. Hastings the 8 seed, and Lee the 9 here in the single elimination bracket. Quick set middle, Sumita out of bounds, and it's 16-14. 16-14 Hastings. Coach Andrea Hudson, is she going to take a timeout? She's thinking about it, but she's going to hold off here. Here's the serve, handled, set on the outside. Off the block, dug by the Broncos. Beardsley, left side, Schwein, tip, got it, tip. And it's a kill for Kendra Schwein, and it is 17-14. Timeout, Andrea Hudson, and the Lee Flames. The Broncos are up by three, up in the match, 2-1. And on a roll here, we're back in 30 seconds on AM 1230 KHAS.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and heat pumps, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
Broncos on an 11-1 run here in set number four, folks, to go up 3-17-14. Lee takes the timeout, 11-1 run, reminiscent of last night to close out that match with Embry-Riddle. So a crazy change of events here as the Broncos were down early 5-0 in an 11-1 run here in this one. Broncos go back to the service line with Kirsten Nickel. It's like they lose steam and then they just all of a sudden get it all back and keep on going. Here's the serve, taken by the libero, Pygun. Here's the set on the outside, blocked back and out of bounds. Broncos unable to close the block there at 17-15. 17-15 our score. Hastings by two. Lee with the serve. Broncos up 2-1 here this morning in the quarterfinal play-in match to play Concordia tonight at 5:45. Overpass. That's going to go into the hands of Zelenovich, and she is going to pound it to the floor for Lee, and that's a point. So the 11-1 run ends, and now a couple points on the board for Lee, and it's 17-16. 17-16 is our score. Serve. Back row. Out of bounds. Point Broncos, 18-16. 18-16 is the score. Leading the way for Hastings right now, Kendra Schween with 20 kills. Here's the set, Martinez. That's to Martins, and she's blocked up there by Osterhaus and Schween. And that is going to be a point Broncos, and it's 19-16. Huge double block on the left side. Here's the serve again, taken by Lee. Set Martinez back off the block and down. That's going to be a kill for Sumita. Sumita with the kill. Service coming here for Lee, but first they're going to substitute. They're actually going to sub for the server, and that is going to be Courtney Wilson coming into the match. Courtney Wilson, kind of the backup setter for this group. The serve to the line. Nice serve. Here's the set, Beardsley outside. Kendra Schween hit it off the antenna. Too far for Beardsley up near the up official, and it's 19-18 in favor of the Broncos. Well, this Courtney Wilson has a pretty nice serve. Kind of snaps it off there. That one not as much on it as the last one. Here's a right side slide. Osterhaus with the kill. Right side, the little cross-court slide there for Osterhaus, and it's 20-18. Serve will go with Haley Beardsley, the setter. She'll move back in rotation. Here's the serve. Middle, taken, set. Williams through the middle, and a kill for Zelenovich. Zelenovich with the kill. 20-19 is the score. Lee down one in service. Broncos 1, sets 2 and 3, 25-23, 25-17. Here's the serve to the line. Beardsley will come up and set back. That's going to be Schween with the kill. Kendra Schween puts it away for a 21-19 lead. 20 kills now on the morning for Kendra Schween. Schween ready to go again. Here's the serve. Short, taken, set, outside. Cross-court attack for Ojukwu, dug by the Broncos. Right side, Zuha puts it on the line and in. Nice play by Katie Zuha, and it's 22-19, and the Broncos are within three of going to the national quarterfinals. 3 points away from the quarters is Hastings College. Here's the serve by Schween, taken in the middle back. Here's the set, back. Cross-court attack, Schween, Beardsley, bump it. Now Kenny tries to one-arm it over and can't do it. Got out of system there. 22-20 is the score. Lee will serve. This will be Paula Martins to the service line. Paula Martins ready to go. Serve taken by Carissa Kenny. Beardsley will bump it up on the outside to Nickel. Cross-court, a kill for Nickel to make it 23-20. Nickel has her 11th kill, on the morning. Service will go with the Broncos and Lindy Matthews. Lindy Matthews to the service line. Short serve taken by libero Pygun. Set up at the net, pushed back. Ooh. Back row attack on Lee. That was a back row attack on the setter. Martinez. Big call. Broncos serving for the set in the match, up 24-20. Here's the serve to the middle. Doug, middle, outside. Ojukwu blocked back by the Broncos, now up. Pushed up on the outside. Zuha, down ball. Here's the set. Push through. And it got a violation. Double contact on Lee, and that's the match. The Broncos win it 25-20 in set number 4, and the Broncos are playing in the national quarterfinals tonight at 5:45 against Concordia of California. The double contact ended it, and that's going to do it. So the Broncos lost the first one by the score of 25-15, but battle back 25-23, 25-17, and 25-20. What a match. Great gut and determination there by Hastings, and the Broncos move on to play later today, and we'll have it for you right here on AM 1230 KHAS. Let's take a two-minute break. We'll be back with our post-match show here from Sioux City, Iowa, but first this two-minute timeout.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. Call Auto Glass Experts at 402-463-0025. They're the clear choice in central Nebraska.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top-quality vehicles at Kirsten's Auto Corner. Go right through the snow with an 07 Dodge Dakota. Has the quad cab, four-wheel drive, and only 63,000 miles. Books for $15,975. Yours for $13,975 cash. This great deal and more at Kirsten's Auto Corner. Open Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:30 on Colorado and South Street in Hastings. Or online at kirstensautocorner.com.
Experience the joy, magic, and peace of the Christmas season at Bob Sass Flowers. Bob Sass Flowers has the most unique and festive holiday ideas. Wreaths, swags, table and door pieces, tree trimming, seasonal bouquets, and poinsettias. The sights, sounds, and smells of the holiday season, and much more. Experience the oohs and ahs level for more special holiday gift ideas. Blessings and happiness this holiday season from Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to Sioux City, Iowa. The Broncos are moving to the national quarterfinal round. Three sets to one win over Lee University of Tennessee here this morning at the National Volleyball Quarterfinal Play-In Round. Set one went to Lee, 25-15, and then the Broncos came back 25-23. 25-17 and 25-20 to move on to play the nation's number one team tonight, Concordia of California, undefeated through the season, undefeated here at the national championship. I believe they are 35-0 now, 32-0 coming in, 3-0 in pool play, and they were the national runner-up last year to Texas Brownsville. They are playing without reigning National Player of the Year, Brooke Moreno. They are a little bit of a different look, but they have been very, very good here this week at the National Volleyball Tournament, and it should be a fun one tonight, and what more could you ask for? You're going to take on number one and give them your best shot, and that's coming up at 5:45 here at the Tyson Event Center on court number one. We'll have pre-match coverage just after 5:30 right here on AM 1230 KHAS. That's going to be back here on KHAS tonight, so a huge win this morning for the Broncos. Hard to imagine the amount of energy they had to expend to come back after last night, but they did it, and they are moving on to play at 5:45 tonight. We got the final stats here. Let's go through that. I'm going to see if Matt Buttermore is going to make his way up here, or a player. I haven't seen anybody make their way over here yet, so maybe we'll catch Matt Buttermore here in a little bit. But let's take a look at the stats in this one. The Broncos were led by Kendra Schwein's 21 kills this morning. 21 kills and 44 attempts. She hit 341 for the match. Kirsten Nickel had a big play today, 12 kills. Talked about in the pre-match show with Matt, and she's kind of been a little down on herself, but she can be very happy with how she played today, 12 kills for Kirsten Nickel. 9 for Shayna Shocker today in the kill department, and 7 for Jessica Osterhaus. I think the big player up front was defensively with Osterhaus today. She had 2 solo blocks, 5 block assists, Those were huge to shut down the Lee attack in sets 2, 3, and 4. Haley Beardsley had 42 set assists, and on the block front, or pardon me, on the dig front, 12 digs for Kirsten Nickel, 10 apiece for Jordan Taylor, Kendra Schween, and for Carissa Kenny. The Broncos hit 286 for the match. They had 52 kills on the morning in 4 sets. Leading the way for Lee today with 17 kills was Zelenovic. She had 17 kills and 41 attacks, 14 kills for Irene Ojukwu, 12 kills for Nicole Semita for their 3 players in double figures. 41 set assists for Camille Martinez, 10 digs for Ojukwu, 13 for libero Libby Pygun. And on the block front, they had a couple of solos out of Zelenovic. Other than that, they had 6 assist blocks from Lauren Williams here in the match today. But the final is 3-1 Hastings. The Broncos dropped the opener 25-15 and battle back 25-23, 25-17, and 25-20 were your game scores here today. And the Broncos move on to play tonight at 30-6. They will take on undefeated and number 1 Concordia out of California. We're going to step aside for our final 2-minute timeout. We'll be back with a final word from the Tyson Event Center. After this one, the Broncos are on AM 1230 KHAS.
We're Shelter Insurance. We view life insurance a little differently.
We think the most thoughtful gift you can give your family doesn't come with a bow.
We know that a life should be measured by more than just dollars and cents.
And we know you'll love the peace of mind life insurance gives you.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance, for your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
1230 KHAS.
You won't want to miss what's now showing on the big screen at Hastings Museum.
Meerkats hang out with Clinky and her family as they take on life in the Kalahari Desert. See them as never before in the 3D movie from National Geographic.
Welcome to Nevada's Valley of Speed, home of the legendary Reno Air Races. The ultimate air show experience. Air Racers 3D. Narrated by Paul Walker.
Now showing at Hastings Museum. Visit hastingsmuseum.org. Life up close.
We're the You Get More Superstore. Our Lowe's Superstore. Shopping centered around you, you, you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you, you, you. We're the You Get More Superstore. 1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to Sioux City and the Tyson Event Center Gateway Arena. Corey Wester with you for our post-match show with a final word here as the Broncos win it in 4, 3-1, lost the first one 25-15, and battle back 25-23, 25-17, and 25-20. And the Broncos are off to tonight's national quarterfinal round to play Concordia of California at 5:45. I'm going to go ahead and take my headset off here and turn over to Kendra Schween, who has made her way up here for the post-match show. Kendra, you got a big smile on your face. That's what we wanted, right?
That is exactly what we wanted. That's a great win for us. We fought hard. We have a bad habit of getting down a little bit right there at the beginning. We dug ourselves a few holes, but we were able to play strong and come back and win them out.
You guys are a little like a roller coaster out there from time to time, but that roller coaster stayed higher than lower today, didn't it?
It definitely did. Coming, well, we won, so yes, it did.
Talk about coming back after all the energy expended last night. As I said on the air, you probably didn't get back to the hotel until well after 1 o'clock. Early wake-up call this morning. I mean, who could blame you for maybe coming out a little slow in set one?
We definitely came out pretty slow, pretty flat in set one, but we were able to get our energy on the bus ride over, we were reliving some of our great moments from last night to try and get ourselves fired up, and we still came out a little bit slow, but between sets one and two, we were able to get our fire back.
What was the difference in the second, third, and fourth set? What was starting to happen out there? One thing I kind of started to see was the block really started to come around. I thought Osterhaus had an awesome blocking game up front. She was really a force up there. Were you just starting to slow them down and being able to get into system?
We were. Our key for their block was just waiting on them. Our block goes up, and they're looking for their shots around the block. So when our block delays, we take away their shots from them. So we just waited on the block, and that was the difference.
How about Haley Beardsley today? She just flies around that court and keeps that ball in play. There are some balls that she gets up to you and to Nickel that I don't know how she gets to them.
I don't know either. Some of us, we should clean up our passing and make the game a little bit easier on her. But when they're swinging hard, we're just trying to keep the ball off the floor. So, yep, she shows some great hustle. She's a great player.
Well, you get to go after the number one team in the country tonight. What more could you ask for? They're obviously very good, minus Brooke Moreno, but you get a little time to prepare. What does that mean to play number one?
It's something I will only experience once in my lifetime, and we're going to come out here. We're enjoying the moment. We're loving being at Nationals, so we're going to come out here, give it all we got.
All right, thank you very much. Kendra Schween after the match today. Great match for you today individually, 21 kills, and all the ladies got it done today. Go get them tonight at 5:45.
Thank you very much.
All right, that's Kendra Schween on the post-match show as the Broncos are moving on to play in the national quarterfinals tonight at 5:45. They will play Concordia of California. Kendra Schween was the leader today with 21 kills out there in the match. Let's review those game scores again. First set went to Lee, 25-15, and then sets 2, 3, and 4 to the Broncos, 25-23, 25-17, and 25-20. That's going to do it for our broadcast here on KHAS. We will be back around 5:35 this afternoon on the AM side, 1230 KHAS, with the quarterfinal against Concordia later tonight here from Sioux City. But for now, on behalf of Coach Matt Buttermore and the Hastings Broncos, who are off to the national quarters tonight, this is Corey Westra signing off for now from Sioux City, reminding you again, the Broncos in 4 over Lee of Tennessee, 3-1 here at the National Volleyball Championship. But for now, back to our studios in Hastings, Nebraska.
The following Hastings College National Tournament broadcast is made possible by the KHS Radio Sports Boosters and is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio Sports. For more, log on to hastingslink.com.